And John and Teresa Whitty are in our studios because my favorite show is about to happen.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, hi.
We have fun.
Yeah, we do. It's fun doing a show. We've been doing this a while, haven't we?
We have. It's been quite a few years.
I should look back in the archives and see how long we've been prognosticating here at the beginning of the year.
Well, it's the beginning of the January, and John always likes to predict the future in technology,
yes,
doesn't
he? Yes, he does.
So, and last week, Teresa, what did we do? We gave him
a B. Didn't we give him a B?
Well, what we talked about was...
Oh, yeah. We reviewed his 2018 prognostications to see how he did. And, he's done better in the past.
Yeah, that last year was a tough one. You know, it was kind of a dud year for a lot of technologies. And, you know, a lot of things were promised and just kind of spun their wheels. So the pressure's on to figure out which one is going to take off now. So... Yep.
So let's get at it. Prognostications for 2019.
So this is what John thinks is going to happen this next year in the technology world.
Right.
Okay. This is going to be good.
Well, I hope so. Well, I'm going to start off talking about the Internet of Things. Have you heard that term before?
Internet of Things?
Yes.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it
IoT.
Either.
IoT. We've kind of seen it coming already where you've got a computer that goes on the internet, you've got a phone that gets on the internet, blah, blah, blah. But now you're starting to hook up devices in your house that you can access from the internet, such as maybe a Nest to run your
Alexa.
I don't know. Alexa, can you go into your house from Alexa? I think that's more of just an outbound, more like a verbal browser. But, let's say...
But like your camera system, maybe. You can access your camera system from
your refrigerator,
phone.
Your stove to preheat things. You know, all these things are starting to really pick up.
Yeah, there's a guy who we know that he preheats his grill before he comes home.
Oh, wow. From his phone?
Yeah. So it's ready for him to just go home and throw the meat on. And it's ready to go.
Wow.
That's the Internet of Things.
And maybe John's tractor.
Yeah, down the road, we're going to be able to, I'll be sitting in the house saying, I wonder how many hours I got in my oil. I'll be able to connect to my tractor from your computer, from the internet or from my phone or whatever, and monitor everything.
Wow.
And we're going to see, even stuff, not the brand new stuff necessarily. I think we're going to see retrofitting of, things I can plug into my truck, my old truck, that will allow me to be able to monitor that as well.
Oh, wow.
And so we're going to be seeing a lot of that in the next year.
Internet of Things.
It's
IoT.
A year from now, I think everybody's going to know what that is.
That's interesting.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Second,
what do we got second, then, John?
I'm thinking, we've talked about before the different operating systems on computers, which one's going to get market share. Every year we kind of have that talk. I think in 2019, the operating system is going to become irrelevant. Nobody's going to care if you've got a Windows machine, a Mac, whatever. Because everything is going to the cloud, really, if you think about it. What do you do on the computer? You Facebook a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all your little F icon on your phone is a browser for browsing Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a whole computer system necessarily, or a specific system to be able to access it. Same with your online banking. Same with your Netflix. Same with your, if you have Office 365, same with that. All you need is a way to get out there, and all your data is there.
Mm.
So it's kind of a shift from things local to things out in the world.
Oh, okay. I think I'm following that one.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that, we always talk about, and it's still going to be, Microsoft Windows 10 is going to continue to update. We're going to have Apple fighting with Microsoft for market share, and I believe there's a new one coming. You're going to hear more talk about that. We're going to really start pushing some new lower-priced options for getting, out to the world and things like that, and that's exciting. But I think, really, a year from now, it doesn't matter what kind of computer you have.
Wow.
As long as you just have something that can get out there.
Right, just so it works.
Yeah.
That's what I would say, just so it works.
And that's thanks to, to cloud computing.
Okay.
Thank you, big business. Okay, third one. We've been hearing about it for years. I've hinted to it, but 5G, I think, is finally going to roll out in 2019.
Oh, I didn't know they're going to go to that 5G.
5G, yeah. Right now we're 4G, you know, for our cell phones, our connectivity, and you know that's working pretty well.
So what's that mean? That's kind of speed, right?
That's the speed. It's all related to the frequency that the towers are sending out the signals.
So this is for cell phones.
Yeah, but yet cell phones are becoming data.
Right.
You know, we're using them for everything. So
but this isn't for like your home internet.
Well, you know, if this does go, you know, by the time we get it out here, I think that's going to be a valid option for a lot of people to use for everything.
So like having your phone be a hotspot?
Yep. Or getting it one of those jetpack things, you know. Okay. So right now you've got 4G, right? You get one of those jet direct little boxes from your provider and you can get 20 meg, you know, 20 megabits per second upload download speed off of that. That's pretty good, you know. And so people are thinking, well, I'll use my cell phone for all that, you know. I have unlimited data, which is kind of a play on words, because you're unlimited how much you can use, but it does slow you down after a while,
right?
You know, we know that. But okay, so just to put it in perspective, with the higher frequency that 5G is going to offer, we're not talking about 20 megabits, we're talking about 20 gigabits per second. So that's 1,000 times more bandwidth.
Holy
it's
moly.
Going to become standard, yes.
Just and from 4 to 5, huh?
Yeah, from 4 to 5.
Oh, wow.
And the downside of that is, again, it's a higher frequency. So I don't know if you remember back from science class in school, the higher the frequency, the less far it can travel.
Mm-hmm.
So we got towers all over the place now. We're going to need more towers.
Oh, wow.
And you know how you get in the dead spots and all that? You know, it might not get through that grove of trees to get to your house very well. You might have to have repeaters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that the new line of phones are going to be coming out in 2019, the next generation of all these smartphones we see, they're going to have 5G capability built into them because it's going to start rolling out. We're going to hear about it in the metros. We won't be out here for years probably, you know, because
they'll have to build these new towers.
The expense, yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting.
But
so it looks like I'm going to be getting a new phone then.
Well, eventually.
It'll go to 5G.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
what else we got, John?
Well, as long as we're talking about phones, there's going to be some cool phone technologies coming out. Again, with these new features, there's going to be more price. You know, who would have thought 15, 20 years ago that we're going to be spending a couple $100 a month more on our budget and just not even thinking about it? And then we're going to have to buy these $1,000-plus devices every couple years without even thinking about it. You know, I mean, that's become where it is. But Samsung's rolling out a foldable phone. Okay.
Like the old flip phones?
No.
I saw this. Yep.
It's a phone that you open up the sides and it becomes a tablet.
Oh.
I saw that the other day on TV.
And when you're done with it, you can fold it back up and then use it like a regular smartphone or cell phone.
That's cool. Isn't it funny how they went smaller, 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 and then now that's going bigger, bigger, bigger?
Yep.
But it's best of both worlds because you can keep it folded up and it's the size of a regular phone right now. But then when you open it up, it's just thinner, but it's the size of a full, you know, 7-inch.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, very cool. But
especially because I'm getting older and my eyesight isn't getting any better.
And I think on this new series of phones, you know, it's going to have, you know, the 5G capability as well as the folding and all these other features for visual and all that. So we can do things like augmented reality and, you know, play our new games as they come out. You notice I'm being careful after last year's predictions. I'm not going to say when that's going to happen, but there's going to be a lot of fun things that come following with that.
Okay.
But again, these phones, they're already $1,000 a piece. I think they're going to be up in that $1,500 range.
Okay,
a couple more. Data hacks are going to continue.
That's a no-brainer, John.
But
we'll
give
you that one.
I think going through phones are going to be the most we're going to see now, where it's going to start coming in through phones, because face it, people don't monitor their phones like they do their home computers. And, you know, honestly, do you know where your data is even kept? You know, when you save something, you save some pictures to your, you know, Shutterfly account or whatever you have.
Yep.
Where is that data? Do you even know?
It's on my Shutterfly. I download
it's on
all
your
my
Shutterfly.
Pictures. Yep.
Where is that?
Where does it go to?
Is it in Alabama?
Guess California? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know where our data even is. Yeah. And I'm thinking that because of that...
Is that important to know where it is?
Well,
it's just kind of scary to think that your data is somewhere that you don't know where it is.
Oh, okay. You know, important data. I think we're going to see instances in 2019 where big, you know, cloud services like those are going to all of a sudden go away for a while, and we're going to start thinking, uh-oh. Okay. And finally, I don't know if this is really a prediction, but don't worry. I don't think your desktop's going to go anywhere. I think everybody's desktops at home, you know, everybody said, well, you're going to not have a desktop anymore. You're going to have, you know, all these different, you know.
Flip phones.
Yeah. People are just buying more devices. They're not replacing any devices. So.
Now, I think that's true in the workplace, but I would disagree and say that the desk at home that the desktop is not being replaced.
Yeah, in the home office, just last night I was working on a document with a group collaborating on Google Docs,
which was kind of cool. Chair in the living room,
and
with
I was
your laptop.
But I was thinking, boy, my arms are getting sore. My neck is getting stiff. It'd be nice to just go back into my office. Of course, I was too lazy to get up and do that. But in the workplace, I don't think we're going to see a change in the way the workplace. It might change how we use the technology in the workplace, but I don't think it's going to change. So,
all right, that, I can't wait to evaluate that next year, Teresa.
Yep.
That's going to be fun. So how do you think he did, Teresa? He's going to be okay on that?
You know, I think these are some really good predictions. I really do too. I'm excited to see what happens in the next year.
Well, technology in general has kind of spun its, honestly, for the last year, has kind of spun its wheels. You know, we're kind of in this limbo, Wild West type
of... You get better, and then all of a sudden they don't know what to do next.
Right.
Yeah, so the fluff is kind of settling down, and people are saying, okay, this is what I'm going to choose to use, and I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to pick this way of working. And I think that's really going to happen in 2019.
All right, real good, John. Thanks for your predictions, and tune in first week of January next year, 2020, right?
Yeah. Yes. In the meantime.
To see how he did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe we should bring these up once in a while during the course of the year.
I think that would be fun, just kind of review in the middle of the year, see how you're doing.
We'll do that.
Okay.
All right, John, thanks.
Yeah.
Peace up.
Thanks,
Paul. You bet. Where are you located, and how can people get hold of you if they want to buy a brand new computer from RSI?
That's right. You can get a hold of us on Main Street in Madison. Stop on in or give us a call at 320-698-4747. And I want to mention that that's a local call for Madison, Bellingham, you know, Sierra Gordo.
698.
But it's a local call.
Yesterday we updated some of our phone things on our system, so it works a little better now.
Yep.
So it'll be easier to get a hold of us.
Good.
And as always, if you're not a phone person, you can always send email support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Good job. John and Teresa Whitty with Rural Solutions here in Madison.